that the truth will prevail.
Well, I hope you're right. I think so as well. We're all struggling and fighting to figure out what exactly has happened and how it occurred, the motives behind it. And although we do have a lot of pieces, and the pieces, in my view, primarily points to that something is not right with the official story, there are inconsistencies and everything, it's very difficult to determine exactly how things, you know, came about, of course. And so going on from that, there's a lot of different theories out there. And one of them that I found also very interesting is some of the suggestions by Judy Wood, you know, suggests that an exotic weapon technology was used to basically pulverize the buildings, a directed energy weapon, as she calls it. What do you make of some of those ideas, Niels?
What do you mean, directed energy weapon?
It's basically a new suggestion in terms of an exotic technology that has been, well, we don't know that either, but in development by some of the Black Ops weapon producers out there, DARPA, whatever you call it, what you will, that there's a new type of weapons technology that is largely unknown, but that was used on 9/11. You maybe haven't heard about that theory.
Well, since it is basically unknown, it's very difficult to talk about, isn't it?
I'll send you some stuff on that. And you can take a look at it. It's pretty interesting, actually. It's just some other suggestions in terms of why it would basically answer the question that you asked before. Why do it in such a way that it, you know, booms out like a mushroom, like in this way, like it turns into this immense dust cloud, and she has some potential answers for that. So it's very interesting.
No, she doesn't. Nobody knows what Judy Wood is talking about. I'm sorry. Nobody knows what she's talking about.
Why not?
Energy is not a thing. Energy is a concept you use in calculations. So if you want to discuss something, you have to be specific. Tell me, what is a new directed energy weapon?
Well, she is the theory. I'm not behind it. I have her booked. I looked through the material, and it's some pretty interesting stuff there. Some suggestions, and that's all. And if you don't know about it, and if you want to find out about some possibilities, other ideas, I suggest looking into her work and following up on it on yourself and see if it answers some of these questions, you know, that we've been trying to answer here.
Okay.
All right.
I have no further comments.
Okay, sure. No worries. All right. Well, is there anything else that, kind of big, that we've left out? Something major in your work that you've been following, or some in terms of your analysis or tidbits kind of along the way that are further inconsistencies that we haven't talked about? Something to bring up?
No, not really. I think we have covered everything. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you again for coming on, Niels. I really appreciate that.
Maybe as a last word, I would point your listeners' attention to the Consensus Project, 9/11 Project. If you go to www.consensus911.org, you will find a collection of evidence, which is the best evidence. It is evidence which has been really tested by a panel of 19 experts following a blindfolded method, which means that the conclusions coming out of it are reliable. So if anybody wants to get something which can be trusted, the best evidence available, I will direct them to consensus911.org, or just write the Consensus 9/11 Project in Google, and you will find the webpage.
Very good. So go ahead.
Yeah, consensus911.org, please. Yeah.